To reach out and help proves to me I'm not listening within. To reach out and help proves to me I'm not listening within. For if I were listening within, I would realize it is already done. If I were listening within, I would realize that there is only one thing for me to do, and that's to reach within and follow the dreams, the magic, the wisdom that I have within me. When I follow what's within me, I have the greatest experiences that anyone could ever wish for themselves. When I listen to the magic within me, I am listening to the greatest symphony concerts that ever played, the greatest activities of life. We look in wonder, and we look in joy, and we look in thrills as we see the pictures from outer space, and we see the swirling clouds, and we see the nebula, and we see all these things. We say, wow, that's so great. Well, take that same moment and look within now. And when you look within, what do you see? You see an infinity of time and space. You see probabilities that are possibilities that can be done by you. You see imaginative thoughts that are so fantastic. You say, how could they ever be? They're so wonderful. And as you see them, you say to yourself, I want to do just that very thing. I want to be just that very experience. I want to have just that very activity in my life. Because that sounds like fun. Oh, that sounds like fun. And it is fun. How do we learn to do that? How do we learn to listen within? Well, every time we close our eyes, we're listening within. Every time we stop doing anything that we're doing, we're listening within. Every time we go to sleep, we're listening within. Every time we get up, we're listening within. Every time we do anything with our bodies, with our minds, with our soul, we're listening within. Every time we dream, we're listening within. Every time we think anything at any time about anything at all, we're listening within. When we want to practice listening within, which is what we do all the time, but when we want to be aware of listening within, then life takes on a whole different thing. Now, just pretend that we're humans. Yes, pretend that you're humans. Because you're really not human, you're divine. But pretend that you're human. And pretending that you're human, pretend that you want to have these different adventures that seem to be so fun and so magnificent, so unusual. All right, you want to have these adventures that are so unusual. How in the world do you have these adventures that are so unusual? How do you do that? Well, you have these adventures that are so unusual by listening within. Now, you say, okay, you've said that before. Now, say it again. Okay. To reach out and help proves to me I am not listening within. If I see anything in my world that needs to be corrected, that needs to be improved, that needs to be helped by me, I'm not listening within. For if I were to listen within, I would find that all is in divine order right now. If I were to listen within, if I were listening within, I would never see anything in the world that needs to be changed. I would look at everything in my world as it is in my eyes and see it beautiful and fulfilled just like it is. I would see all things fantastic. See all things marvelous, see all things wonderful, see all things revealed right now. And as I see all this revealed and fantastic and glorious right now, so it is for me. Yes, so it is for me. Now, am I ready for such a thing? Am I ready for such an experience that all things are complete and perfect right now? Am I ready to change my way of thinking from thinking about I want to make it more beautiful to how beautiful it already is? Change my thinking from I want to improve the circumstances, I want to help the poverty-stricken, and I want to help the ill. I want to help the warring countries. I want to help the people who need food. I want to help the world that has all sorts of weather that is just knocking it to pieces. I want to help the green people and I want to help this and that. You see, all these things that we want to help are just telling us, hitting us over the head with a sledgehammer, saying, don't you listen. You're not listening within. Come on, listen within. Come on, turn within. What do you see when you turn within? You see it's already done. You see it's already perfect. You see the world is magnificent. You see every person on the face of the earth or in the universe, perfect, whole, doing their right proposed thing right now. Right now, they're perfect. And as I train myself in that thought, as I train myself in that consciousness, as I train myself in that truth, what do I say to myself? I say, yes, it is done. Yes, it is done and wonderfully done. Yes, I am living in a world of magnificence. I'm living in a world of beauty and goodness. I'm living in a world where all I want to do is to do. What did the cave people do who drew pictures on their cave walls back in the ancient times, in prehistoric time? What were they doing? They were seeing the beauty of the world. They were drawing the beautiful animals that they saw. Oh, the animals might have been a little frightening at times, but they were drawing the beautiful animals that they saw. They were drawing all the other things that they saw. They were drawing the men, and they didn't draw them as photographic. They drew them as symbolic. They drew them in such symbolism that we can understand them. Now, if they drew them in a graphic, photographic type of picture, we would say, oh, yes, oh, yeah, okay, big deal. We have photographs by the zillion that we take, and we have them on Facebook. We have them on iPhoto. We have them on everything that we can imagine, and we're sharing them around. What is the most beautiful picture? If a picture comes up on Facebook and the picture is you, what do you say? Wow! Hey, they got my picture on Facebook. Did you see my picture on Facebook? Hey, did you notice the picture? And then some unwise person is going to come along and say, they didn't get my best side. They didn't get my best picture. Oh, I've got a dirty dress, or I've got a dirty pair of trousers on. They didn't get my... Oh, you see, that's not the point. They got your picture. They got your picture because they thought it was beautiful. They thought it was symbolic of the perfect being, the perfect man, the perfect woman. They thought it was fantastic. Can you think it's any less than fantastic if somebody else thinks you're fantastic? My goodness, no. When the world thinks you're fantastic, you're doing your job well. You're doing it very well. You're listening within, and you're hearing from within, and everybody who sees you is listening from within. Everybody who sees you sees that ideal self of you that you are. When we learn to listen within, we find the stories, the revelations that we have from within are so all-encompassing, so universally true, so beautifully, wonderfully, factually now, that we say to ourselves, why didn't I start listening within a long time ago and believing what I hear? Why didn't I listen within? Why didn't I listen within when I was a little child? Why didn't I listen within when I was an adult? Why didn't I listen within now? It's not that point. You have been listening within all the time, but you have been listening within with the eye for improvement. You've been listening within for the eye for correction. You've been listening within for how to help the world be a better world. And you forget that listening within says, the world is already perfect. It's up to me to see it that way. The world is already fantastic. It's up to me to recognize it that way. The world already is doing everything it is designed to do and more that I don't even see because I'm seeing the world through one pair of eyes. If I'd see it through another pair of eyes, well, the people who look through the eyes of Einstein see scientific truths being revealed always. One of the greatest physicists of this age, he saw things differently, but he said, I use my imagination. He said, my imagination is the most wonderful thing in the world that I can do. He said, it doesn't matter what else. He says, I am enough of the artist to draw freely upon my imagination. Imagination is more important than knowledge. Knowledge is limited, but you might say that the experiences that you see are limited, but imagination encompasses the world. Let's join Einstein in this realization that I'm listening within and I know all is in divine order now. I'm listening within and there's nothing to change. I'm listening within and the world that I observe or am aware of or am living in and part of is already fulfilled, already perfect, already revealed in its most magnificent, most fantastic way. And I like it, I like it, I like it. And I know that it is so, and I know that it is what I really want to be, because it is who I am. And being who I am, it is a wonderful thing, because that's all that matters. That's all that matters. And you are all that matter to me. Have a lovely day. And dance to Chopin. As you dance to the music of Chopin, you feel fantastic because you're listening within. I love you. I love you. I love you.